Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about financing the home purchase.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about who is buying the homes and what homes they are buying, given information from the National Association of Realtors, having surveyed 120,000 buyers last year nationally. Let's talk about how they paid for those houses.
Well, it's an interesting process. Certainly, the home doesn't represent something that you can save over the weekend out of your allowance and make a down payment, but it is interesting that you can get in with a fairly low down payment.
That's right. Actually, 88% of the buyers did finance their home and didn't have cash in their pocket to do it without some help. The first-time buyers who financed their home typically financed 96% of their home, compared to repeat buyers who had 84% financed.
Well, that's an interesting process. That certainly shows one other thing, that as you buy a home and you can accumulate equity, that equity allows you to get into the next better home, your next choice of homes, with an easier down payment because it's a smaller mortgage.
Yeah. I'm surprised that these folks that had previously owned had 84% that they financed, because at 80% they would not have had mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
So it's almost worth taking a look at saving just a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, 40% of buyers save for their down payment in 6 months or less.
Wow.
Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, lunch money.
when you put your mind to it, I think just turning your attention to that being your focus, understanding that 4% of your purchase price is what you need, that's attainable.
Yep, it certainly is. But again, it requires a good plan.
That's right. Making a plan is critical. Of the buyers who said saving for down payment was difficult, this is the challenges they came up against. 49% of the buyers reported that student loans made saving for a down payment difficult.
Half of them. Okay.
Yeah, that's no surprise. Well, actually, half is a surprise to me.
Yeah.
That population, 50% of the buyers were dealing with student loans, which means they were recently students in higher ed. 40% cited credit card debt, and the balance, car loans.
Okay. That's an interesting process. That's 10% car loans. Not a bad situation. That shows a healthy economy.
That's right. It does show a healthy economy. It also shows that you can do it despite having all of those challenges in front of you.
Right.
It does take a plan, and it takes understanding what is required of you. A lot of people think 10 to 20% down is required. Talk to Mark Brockett at Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Services and see what it really takes, because it's really accessible to buy. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.